Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Here's another question and answer. Enjoy.
Is manifestation the same thing as law of attraction?
Okay, this is a good question.
Manifestation in itself is more of an umbrella that holds law of attraction in it. So law of attraction is essentially part of manifestation, but it's not the exact same thing. It holds it within it. Kind of like how mindset is a part of manifestation, but it isn't the same thing as manifestation, right? And so the role that law of attraction plays, it's a universal law. And so we use it in manifestation to attract like things to us, because law of attraction is or says that like things are brought together or attracted to one another. And so when you learn to become the energy of your desire manifested, then you actually become the energy of that desire being manifested. And the manifestation can't help but come to you. So that's the other thing that's a little bit different in the way that I teach manifestation. The desire that you have, that you want manifested, unless you are inventing something brand new, most likely is already being manifested by others, right? So it's not that the manifestation isn't there and you have to create the manifestation or the desire being manifested, but you have to become the energy of the manifestation. You have to become the person who has that manifestation. So it's not that you're attracting the manifestation to you. It's that you are becoming the energy of it. You are allowing it in. You are the woman, man that is allowing yourself to have the experience of the desire being manifested. So while there is the universal law of attraction at play here, that we use it, it is part of manifestation. It's not all of manifestation, because manifestation is this process, and it's just one part of the process, all of it working together. Okay, and so another question is, can anyone manifest, or do you need special skills? Okay, so anyone and everyone, in fact, you right now, are manifesting. Most people who aren't aware of what manifestation is are just simply not consciously or intentionally manifesting. But everyone is manifesting all the time. So whatever you believe, whatever you think, whatever you feel, makes up your state of being, makes up the energy that is you in your everyday life. It makes up your perception. And your perception, which is the inner work, everything I just said, that is then outpictured into the world. So it's really everything that you think, you feel, you believe, you say, the actions you take, that inner stuff that starts in here and here, that is then outpictured into your life. And so if your perception is that life is difficult and making money is hard and
there are no good partners out there and
not much is available to you,
no up levels,
then you're probably feeling really stuck
and you're probably broke and you probably don't have a partner, right?
If you have these beliefs, talking about law of attraction, you are not the energy of these manifestations or these desires. You are essentially blocking, you are not allowing yourself to become the person who does have all these manifestations because you don't believe that they either exist or that you personally can have them. So that goes again back to pillar three about you being able to manifest your desires. And so everyone is always manifesting wherever they are in whatever perception that they have at the time. And they create more of that as they continue on in life and more of the same of that if they are not in this work, knowing, learning, consciously manifesting something different for themselves. So either people just don't know that this exists, or people know that it exists, don't believe it, and don't want to try it. But they're always continuously manifesting. It's just that that inner work isn't being done to believe something different, to become something different. And thus, that's their life. It's the same thing over and over and over again. So we're all manifesting all the time. We are manifesting what's in our inner world. It's being projected into our outer world by our perception, that inner work. So yes, anyone can manifest. And yes, it's really helpful to understand how manifestation works and to have the skills to change your thoughts and to change your beliefs and to change your feelings around something and to change how you respond and react and all that inner work isn't necessarily skills. There are some skills, right? Like with the four-step method of becoming aware and then changing your belief. That is a set of skills that if you practice it over and over and over again, it gets easier and easier. But there's also that learning component, that understanding component of the three pillars. And most of all, manifestation is something that can be taught, obviously. But the biggest, best teacher that's going to build the most belief in manifestation is your own experience of it. Because when you have your own experience, you have your own life experience that you can point to, that your brain has found evidence of, and then has allowed for you to become the person that allows this particular desire to be manifested. And now you have proof that, like, of course the desire exists, of course I can manifest, well, then you're really on your way, because I cannot give you that belief. I cannot initiate the strong feelings that come with something like a life experience that points to the shit fucking works, right? Like, you have to experience it. When you do experience this, you'll understand words really can't really express fully what this is. You have to feel it. Then you'll see that it's much more than just skills, and it's much more than just learning. It's those things, but also it's the actual personal experience. And of course, that's the fun part. That's really the fun part. Yeah, the inner work may seem at times like a pain in the ass and hard, like remembering the three pillars and kind of assessing where you are in the three pillars at any one given moment and becoming aware of your limiting beliefs and challenging them and all that, right? Like, in the beginning, it feels like a lot of work, and it feels like But again, the more that you do it, the more that you will become second nature with it. And the more that that will actually become the thing that your heart, your soul wants more, or at least as much as the manifestation itself, because you are growing, expanding what's possible for you. You're up-leveling. You are becoming more aligned and authentic to who you truly are. And that is the true gem of manifestation. That is where the true peace, joy lies. Okay. Do you have to be spiritual to manifest or believe in manifestation?
No.
Short answer is definitely no. You do not. Again, people are manifesting all the time. And while the way that I teach it, with tapping into who you truly are, is spiritual, and co-creating with the universe is spiritual, and the oneness that animates this entire universe, working with that to manifest, is spiritual. In my earlier example of like people who are manifesting the same thing over and over and over again, they're manifesting, and they certainly aren't doing it from a spiritual place, right? Because they don't even know that they're manifesting in general. So like, you are a creator, you are a manifester by just being you, by just being a human on this planet. You are manifesting. And so you do not have to be spiritual to manifest. And going back to the mindset stuff, there are a lot of coaches and people who teach the mindset aspect of manifestation, right? Visualize seeing yourself as if it's already happened. What would you be doing? How would it feel? And then you are manifesting. You're already currently living in this state in your mind with a visualization of the desire being manifested. So in a way, you are manifesting without the spiritualness that I teach. But the reason why I take it a step further, and I really believe that the spiritual aspect is so important, is because mindset is of the mind. The mind is made, the ego is made from the programming and conditioning, the rules that you were taught when you were younger. And you can break out of those without being spiritual, for sure. But when you take time to get quiet and you align to the stillness that is you, and when you feel the connection to all that is, you're able to come to an aligned, authentic place more quickly. And when you align yourself to the universe, infinite intelligence, you more quickly believe in the infinite possibilities. And also because synchronicities and the way that the universe co-creates and plays with you, the way that life plays with you, call it whatever you want, God, higher consciousness, etc. It's just so mysterious and miraculous, and it's hard not to believe in something than yourself, that you're aligning with it and co-creating with it. So that's why I personally teach it that way. But you definitely do not have to be spiritual to manifest or believe in manifestation.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode.
and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.